This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another happy hour. I guess this is my bitch and wine session for the end of the year. Before we start, one disclaimer. No, two, maybe five, I don't know. Several disclaimers. One, we are not necessarily being sponsored by anything we talk about. We do have sponsors, just not the ones we're saying out loud. That could change. Yes, sponsorships happen throughout all of our career, and it changes as the corporations change. One, two, if you are drinking or doing anything, whether it's driving, whatever, be responsible. Because we know people like to drive and listen to podcasts, which we love. And thank you for listening and letting us be with you on your commute. But just be responsible. Whatever you are doing, be cautious, be aware of your surroundings, all the things. Do it responsibly and take care of yourself. Yes, those are that. Annie, are you drinking something today?
I am. So my mom gave me, I think I've said before, but a lot on a lot of special occasions, she gives me a bottle of wine that she gets from our hometown, which actually makes wine near there.
Oh, yeah.
And she gave me this rosé that I have been putting off trying, not because I don't have a problem with rosé, but I was going to share it with people and then it just never happened. But she was like, I really need to know if you like that rosé, which I interpret to mean she's wondering if she should get it again.
Yes.
For a gift. So I am trying it now, a rosé. It's not as sweet as I thought it was going to be. Okay. I was a little worried it was going to be too sweet for me.
Yeah. They've really classied up the rosé.
Yeah. And like, to be clear, if you like a sweet wine, I'll go for it. But it's just like not normally my thing, which is why I was going to try it with a group.
Right.
But this is nice. It's not too sweet. It's pretty dry.
Right. And when I say classied up, I'm saying that in a very obviously facetious tone because it is a very sexist ideal that this drink, which is associated with women typically, that this is not classy. It is. And there's this whole level of conversation of like rosé, like champagnes or Prosecco, which is a whole artisanal thing. Like it is an artistry to get this done because of the way they had to like get it qualified. So I say that facetiously.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know, but once upon a time, people were like, rosé, what? That's just a blend of red and white. Stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is funny because I love a rosé, but even I was putting this off because I was like, I don't know. I don't know. That's very nice. I'll report back to my mom.
Yes. Oh, there's a level of like sweetness that is different that people want, the tannins. Like, I don't like Chardonnays. That's too like much for me. But yeah, that's definitely a whole conversation. But I am doing my teenage thing where I mixed my tangerine juice with the ginger ale. I actually did it with soju the other day, and that was lovely. I'm not doing that today because we have too much to do and I can't be sleepy.
Yeah, we're at the end of the year, like, recording long days. So
we're that level. Yes. But with that, this happy hour has been kind of coming because we've talked about Friendsgiving and Friendsgivmas and just, like, going out in general. And I've started making this announcement to people that I've found. I'm like, wow, I'm taking this self-deprecating thing to a whole new level of like, please go ahead and excuse my awkwardness because I'm trying to get it together, was that level. To the point that my good friend of mine was like, girl, I need you to get out more. She just outright said that to me. I was like, you know what? You are correct because I am very confused about what's happening in the world today. But yeah, so I'm having these moments where you and I have talked about we did not want to go to the holiday party because the previous ones that we've been to have been so awkward that it has put me into an anxiety spiral that I'm just like, I can't do this. I can't, because it takes me out emotionally in a spiral for weeks. And when it comes to the holidays, that is not a good place because I could get stuck there. And it is, for me, it's like a very big sign for me when I spiral that I have to back away. I don't do anything Christmassy or holiday-like in general. You will not see trees in my house. You will not see stockings. I've gotten presents. That's my favorite part, is buying people's presents and then like hoping I got a match their personality or that something that they're going to be excited about. That feels like a game, and I love that. But we haven't wrapped it yet. We did finally go and buy wrapping paper, super cute wrapping paper, as well as, but it can't be too Christmassy. It's like gold, blue, and silver, and white.
Yeah.
Like, it's not red, green, or any of that. Mm-hmm. And then I did buy some holiday cards, which was cute, that we're going to give to our service people with, like, little gifts to say thank you. Mm-hmm. But all that to say is, like, I try to avoid, because when I try too hard, it makes me sad. You know what I'm saying? Because it just feels empty somehow. Like, there's something missing. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this previously. Like, I do not love the holidays. None of that. But that includes trying to go out and celebrate the holidays. It just makes it difficult. I feel like there's too much pressure. And I try to just stay away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I did go to Friendsgivmas. And I did go because partially, A, it's been a while since I've seen a few friends. B, the person who does it, we are not super, super close, but he invites me every year and I don't go. And so I start thinking, like, he's going to be offended by this eventually if I don't show up.
Mm-hmm. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
So I finally went, and he has a wonderful home. It's a pretty giant townhouse, but it's still echoey and pretty loud. And, you know, most of gatherings like that, you end up in the kitchen, crowded together, and just like zoning in on the food, which is great, which is wonderful, which is one of my favorite things to do as a kid. I remember when I would just graze all the foods all the time. And it was one of my favorite things, to hang out at the table, talk with everybody, while grabbing a piece of a roll or something and just eating, not like mindlessly as you talk. Mm-hmm. But because I was in a situation where I didn't know everyone, or I hadn't seen everyone in a very long time, I was already like freaking out. It was really hot in the house as well. And I was wearing a sweater. Y'all, I was wearing a fuzzy sweater, as I do. And so it just got very, 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 very loud very quickly. I got very anxious. Like, I felt like I was in the way constantly. And I was literally like holding myself in, trying to get out of the way and making comments. I'm awkward. I'm so sorry. I'm standing here. I'm in your way. Like, that was the continuous conversation. Finally, and our dear host was like, y'all can move. There's seating in there. Like, he's trying to let us know there's seating everywhere. Please go so you can have your conversations. This is great, but you're also in my way as I'm prepping the dinner table. Can you move? So we were trying to get out there. And because part of me is a nosy know-it-all, I'm like, hey, he said to move. Yeah. Of course, no one really heard that because I said I sound more commanding now than I did then. I was like, I think he wants us to move. Oh, okay, no. Okay, cool. Well, I'm just going to keep standing here. I finally did move, and a group of us, Caroline was there, the past host of the show, and we all moved. Like, there's a few of us in my small group went to the dining room table and hung out and sat there. But I had moments where people would want to talk, but because I'm sitting and you're sitting at a dining room table, people would come up behind you. So not only are you trying to have conversation with people sitting front, next, and, you know, beside you, but you're also turning around trying to have this conversation with people you don't know well. And you're trying to figure out what is going on. And because I am hearing all this other noise, I'm darting. My head is darting. So I look really especially rude. And I even do this on our Zoom. You notice I will start like looking around everywhere else. Like, I look over here, look down, because I can't sit immediately still, which is like what it is. But then when you have noise and other activities, and then it starts sounding like echoes in my head, that it gets overwhelming. So the entire time I'm trying to explain, I'm so sorry, I'm apologizing because I feel like I'm being rude, but I can't stop doing what I'm doing because I'm in a place of chaos to me, which is not, chaos is just people having conversations. But because there's 10 conversations, I feel like it's chaos. So I'm just having this time of like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. What'd you say? Like, making jokes, but this joke's being off because I didn't exactly understand what they said to me. Like, so many of those things. Finally, we got up and went to a separate room, which was so much quieter. I'm like, oh, okay, I can handle this. And I was with my immediate people that I was very comfortable with. But then we had people I don't know as well, who was, I've known for years, but not well. You know, those acquaintances that comes around in the circle, who come down, who are very, I'm pretty intense. They're more intense. They're very highly intellectuals type of things that like really think on a different level. You know what I mean? And are very quick in conversation, catches very quickly, but then moves on very quickly. Very intense gazing. And like very intense conversationalists, but they're standing behind you. So I'm like, what am I doing? And unfortunately, one of those people didn't realize my chair was like a wiggly chair where it rocks and would hold on to the back of my chair and rock me.
Oh, no.
And so,
this
whole level of like, oh my God, I have to get out. So I immediately, like, okay, I'm gone. Like, I abruptly stand up and say, all right, well, I'm done. Like, that literally is the announcement I give to my close group of friends who know me well enough to know, oh, she's had enough. She, this is, to anybody else, it would seem rude. To them, it's just me.
Right.
But it was interesting because one of the conversations I did have, which I'm reacting like this, I'm like, I'm overstimulated. I want to be at home with my partner and my dog. I just want to sit. I wish someone could just bring me this food and let me be, because the food was quite delicious. But the person who was hosting it, we had an interesting conversation. They were talking about how, because they're such an extrovert, they have recently started developing anxiety, partially because he's not getting enough interaction, to the point that now when he does get that interaction, he feels like he has to perform extra hard. And I was like, that's where I retreated into myself more, which made me awkward. They are trying to remember because they missed it so much, but because they missed it so much, they're anxious about it to this level. And it's interesting because I was pulled up this article from the Washington Post about returning after the pandemic and awkward socialness. I'm like, is it just because of the pandemic? Am I worse because of that? Or is it because the time gap just didn't show me how awkward I was to begin with? Like it showed me clearly. As right. Before, I didn't notice it as much because it just always has been. But it says loneliness is another emotion that's ballooned during the pandemic. And the lonelier you are, the likelier you are to be socially anxious. Apparently, this was an expert who was talking about it, that this person and her Instagram followers, if they felt their social skills had deteriorated during the pandemic, about 80% of her followers said yes. So I feel much better. However, even if you perceive yourself as awkward, there's a good chance others haven't noticed. I'm pretty sure people noticed that I was awkward. But I'm going to push that to the side, to that this conversation about as awkward as I feel as being an introvert. Extroverts are feeling this too. And when he was talking about his experiences, and he's like, I almost had a panic attack twice. He's like, I've never had that. And then coming here, I've realized, oh my God, I'm so alone that when I'm starting to talk to people, I can't stop and figure out what I want to say, and it becomes overwhelming, but I need to be with people. He's like, I really wish I could just go to the office. And while I was saying that, I'm like, can you go into the office? And he's like, there's nobody there. And everybody's kind of like, you know, we're still in, I don't think it's going to change now. Like, people have tried to change it, the not working from home, but people are too set in their ways, and I'm glad. But for people like him, this is really causing him a lot of anxiety, which I feel bad for him, but also feels like relieving and validating to me to be like, okay, so we're not, I as the introvert being awkward now, awkward-er, more awkward, can see that it's actually affecting everyone to come back together.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a lot too. What I'm calling like the new isolation, because I am an extrovert. I am definitely an extrovert. For a while, I was like, it doesn't seem like I am, but I am. But I have now instituted new rules, which Samantha is very familiar with, where I'm like, I try to have one day where I don't deal with anybody, like in person. And it's interesting to me because I do relate to what this fellow was telling you. When I go out now, it's like something inside of me is like, oh God, how do we do this? I don't remember how to do this anymore, but I have to do it. But then there's also like the people pleasing that people are conditioned to do, which is, I think, why I shut down so hard during the pandemic. Was I was like, okay, well, there is something to be said about being an extrovert and being a people pleaser, especially as a woman, I think.
Yeah.
Where I am an extrovert, and I do feel energized about when I talk to people, when we do this, even though as silly as it is, it makes me anxious to podcast to this day. It does energize me, but at the same time, I'm like, it's like I'll lose myself. I'll lose myself into pleasing other people with the extrovertedness involved, and then I'll come home and I'll crash and I think I did everything wrong that could ever have been done wrong.
Right. And that's exactly, like, it seems like it's a spectrum on both ends. Like, there's so much to this. Like, me, I feel the same way, but I've always been an introvert. Like, I'm an introverted extrovert. Like, is that the word where I can put it on? And when I do, I'm on, but I get tired and like I'm done. I'm spent. And I feel that. Like, it's like I've deflated and I have no emotion. So like I can do it. People who first meet me and I have that on are really surprised to find out that I'm an introvert later. Then they see it and they're like, oh, yeah, you're definitely not. I'm like, yeah, I play the game that I have to, and I'm entertaining when I have to be, but done.
Right.
And I'm going to be quiet in the corner and probably just stare at you. But for those who are extrovert, who are always on and are energized by this, they still have this level of awkwardness coming in, social anxiety. Again, like, so we just did an episode, the Monday Mini, about Dr. TikTok, as I called it, because like I was watching all these videos telling me that I may be these following things. I had this moment of, like, when I tell you the echoing chamber where I was so overwhelmed and it sounded like I was in a box where everything was echoing off, and that's all I could hear. Mm-hmm. People have put that as a sign of autism. I was like, oh, maybe the whole darting and not being able to make contact. And when they make intensive eye contact with me, I'm like looking down because I'm like, please stop. Please stop looking at me like that. What's happening? What did I do? Like, I'm like, maybe I am on the spectrum. Like all these things. Part of that is like, can you grow into it? Of course, I think it's more like, you know, you haven't been correctly diagnosed and then you discover signs way back. But these were not things that I had problems with younger. So even pre-pandemic, yes, overwhelming noise still like get to me, but it was never debilitating to me where I'm almost having a panic attack because of it. Like that's been more recent. Of course, like if I'm in stress, but it's obvious that I'm stressed, that's a different conversation. Mm-hmm. I've had panic attacks before where it had everything to do with my job, where I'm like, I'm about to lose a kid. Literally, like they, or that I did lose somebody in my thing, or trying to make heavy decisions about childhood that could affect everybody's life, things like that. Being overwhelmed that something bad would happen because I have 60 cases with like two kids each, and I have to figure out what to do. That panic attacks made more sense to me. Mm-hmm. But this, where I'm not in that lifestyle anymore, I'm just hanging out with friends. This is supposed to be fun. We're eating and drinking and being merry, but I'm overwhelmed to the point that I'm like, I have to run away, mm-hmm. or I'm going to collapse here. Like that level is mm-hmm. so much newer, but like seeing all those TikToks and reels be like, maybe I am this severe on this one or this level on this diagnosis. Like maybe they got me in understanding, mm-hmm. well, of course, like everybody has symptoms of things. Whether that means you should be diagnosed with something is not necessarily true. Again, putting it like that and seeing it like that and me joking, I'm not really joking about it. I was kind of like, maybe I need to think about this. Mm-hmm. But it does make it almost trivialized, and we have to be careful. I have to be careful about what I say and what I'm thinking about this, because I don't want to trivialize what being on the spectrum is, and also normalize, again, this conversation of like there are symptoms that, as you had said in the Money Many, that overlap, that could be a part of anything. That mm-hmm. does not necessarily mean this is a diagnosis, that you can self-diagnose in any way at all. Mm-hmm. But moments like this is when I start questioning, oh, my anxiety is to a different level. Maybe it's a different thing.
Yeah, and definitely go listen to that Money Many if you haven't heard it yet. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I think we're all struggling to deal with what is the pandemic, especially for us who like isolated and trying to come back out. What is, for me, it's like, was I just always like, I don't know if masking is the right word, but was I always just like, I'd gotten used to managing these things, and now I'm not used to managing these things anymore. And what is both? What is like perhaps the overlap in that? Because I've definitely had panic attacks where I wouldn't have had them before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And that also can be things change, you get older. Like, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say.
There's, that gap really makes you question things. That 2-year gap of like, but what happened? Because you really were able to analyze yourself a little too much.
Yeah. And then you're all around all these people again, and you're like, what? Trying to remember like what you would do. And then it's kind of like, well, why is it a thing that I have to remember? Why is it not just a natural?
Right. Why is this not a thing? But yeah, so with all of that, I did see if there was other articles about being awkward. And yes, this article that was written by someone who is an extrovert by nature. So this was 2021. So not recently, but pretty recently after the quarantine and realizing things have changed. But she talks about being socially awkward as well, even though she is an extrovert. And in that, she talks about some ways to be less awkward. And one of them is about, you know, control what you can. And that's a really smart conversation to have. Like, we kind of get in that panic situation because we think about everything we did wrong, which include most of the time things that has nothing that you can control. Whether it's standing in silence for a second, both of you are feeling that maybe, or not being able to hear in that context. Like all of these things, understanding you can control what you can and let go of what you can't control and let it be, which is a hard thing to learn. But I like this other one. Awkwardness can be bonding, which is, I think, what I like. That's my self-defense, is to call it out quickly in hopes that we can get past it.
Right.
I'm going to call my awkwardness out real quick. I'm going to do the things that like, oh, the silly me, I'm so sorry, I'm the one that did this, or I, you know, any other things to make myself like the self-deprecation, but at the same time, trying to ease it up. But it's having that moment of like, I feel like after all this, me and you really did bond in realizing we went through the same thing during that party, thinking that we were alone and trying to escape both each other and the spot. But together, like that, all of those things were happening. And then just also realizing, again, you're not the only one. Even though it feels like it, and you feel like you're the one that's having to perform. And I think those are some smart, like she has some other things on here. It's from fastcompany.com. It's a 2021 article about it. But I found that to be like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. But it's not changing. For me, it's growing, even though technically I've practiced more.
Yeah.
Like I've been going out more, but it's still like difficult.
It is. And I've gotten a much more, I feel like I've started going out more, and I've started like not crying when I get home from going out, which unfortunately was what was happening for a while. But I've also become much more like, no, I need this day to myself, which I don't think is necessarily bad, but that was not a thing
it's not
at all.
That's a great thing you can control.
Yeah. And I do think also, this isn't always the most comforting thought, but a lot of times I try to comfort myself with it. But I also think like a lot of times when I get home and I'm like, oh, what have I done? Probably everyone I talk to is not thinking about anything that I've done. Hopefully, I mean, unless I've done something egregious.
Right. Like, honestly, unless I mention it, they're like, you did?
Yeah, I think it's human nature. I think we all do it.
It's true.
And I don't want to dismiss or invalidate it, but I do think we all do it. And there probably a lot of times people are not like, I saw her.
A lot of the times they probably take it upon themselves like, what did I do?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly. But it also is strange because occasionally I thought that, and then I've learned that it wasn't the case. Where people were like, why? She wasn't there and she didn't do this. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth
Well, you don't have to tell me, but oh my goodness.
No, I it's just, it is interesting how much of, for me and for you, I would say, the pandemic is really, like, it's not going away for me. It is something that I'm like...
It's been a little while. Like, this article was 2021, and I'm like, I wonder how they feel today. Have they learned?
Have they? Right.
How not to be awkward? Like, they gave the advice, so I'm wondering, hey, Gwen Moran, if you're
please
listening,
let us know.
How are you doing today? That's the writer.
Yeah, it is interesting. Well, you and I have hung out some, and that's been good.
But we always hang out.
Yeah.
And so we're comfortable.
Well,
I would think. No? No?
Yeah. No. You've been great. But cheers to you.
Cheers.
And to you listeners, please let us know if you have thoughts about this, if you can relate. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at Momstuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff Mom Never Told You. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book where you can get it wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
Yes. Who we need to hang out IRL with soon. But yes, thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.